Well, the NHL is expected to cancel more games first couple weeks in December, and who knows, the whole season could be shot. But we don't care. We got local hockey, WHL, over at the Cooperators, lots of amateur hockey. I was in Bethune watching last night. We also have a true fantasy league, the Games That Weren't. .com. Clark Rasmussen from the Detroit area came up with the website. Now, Clark, how long did this website just start this year, or did you have it way back in the lockout in 05 too?
It started this year. It actually was kind of a lark. We were talking, there was a group of Red Wings bloggers that were talking the night that preseason games were canceled. We're saying, hey, what are we going to write about this year? And one guy was saying, you know, I'm just going to take a previous season and write about it as if it was happening now. And a few other people saying, you know, I'm just going to make games up. And I had been doing simulated hockey for a while, and I realized, you know, why just cover like fake Wings games? I'm going to do the whole season for everyone, and that kind of came together in the weeks leading up to when the season should have started, and here we are.
Yeah, last night in the games that weren't, Montreal beats New Jersey 3-2. Wild beat the Flames 3-2. The Oilers, my Oilers, even in a fake league, can't beat Dallas in Dallas. 3-1 they lose. And Chicago falls to San Jose 3-2. So I guess the next question is, how do you simulate it? How do you come up with the scores?
There's this software, and it's actually really old software, so it's kind of funny from a technical perspective, but I won't get into that.
Yeah.
I don't want to bore everybody. There's the software that basically is it's like your NHL 13, except without the fancy graphics.
Okay.
It just spits out the result to you. So I take that, and I've got stuff that throws that up on the site and tries to make it look a little bit pretty so that people know, can see something a little bit better than what that spits out at you. And you can, you know, compile it and say, okay, now we've, based on these games, we've got our league leaders and we've got our standings, and what each player is doing and all that.
Yeah, like
as real as possible.
You've got injuries and suspensions, like Datsyuk's out with a bruised knee, and Kessler for the Canucks is out with a back injury. So I got to ask you this: there's one flaw here, there, buddy. Regina's own Devin Dubnyk, who plays for the Oilers, is leading the league not only in shutouts but in save percentage. How the hell is that?
I have no idea. I'm looking at this, and I get that's the biggest question that I get from a lot of different people. I had some Rangers fans last week saying, "And what's going on? This team should be so much better." I had an Avs fan saying, "Why is Jaguar starting? He's not our starter. What's going on?" And there are some things that this software, I just can't say why it does what it does.
Yeah.
And it's got things like the Wings have been rolling 7 defensemen all season.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah,
there's a human element that's missing.
Clark Rasmussen, the creator of the GamesThatWeren't.com, a simulation of games canceled by the 2012 NHL lockout. So, selfishly, do you hope the whole season's canceled?
Oh, absolutely not. this was my backup plan. I would absolutely rather go back to blogging about real games and things like that. It's something to kind of kill the time for now and have a little bit of fun with it. And it's funny to see, you know, the weird stuff like, there's no way. The Oilers, even with their loss last night, are second in their division. Mm-hmm. Is that realistic? I don't know. Maybe. The Blue Jackets were leading the Central for a while. That's probably not realistic at all. Mm-hmm. But then you have things like, in the Detroit blogger community, we talk a lot. We make a lot of fun of Michael Samuelson because he can't hit the net.
Yeah.
And what happens in the Wings' first shootout in the games that weren't? He gets his shootout chance and he misses the net.
That's funny.
There may be some realism there too.
Okay, so this website loses all credibility if two things happen: they set an attendance record in Phoenix, or the Toronto Maple Leafs win. Right. The Toronto Maple Leafs can't even win the Fantasy League, dude.
Well, maybe they win because Burke has been taken out of the picture and it's all up to a simulator.
Who knows? Hey, go to the website, thegamesthatweren't.com. Thanks for this, bud. I appreciate it.
Not a problem. Thanks for having me.
Take care.